Good afternoon. My name is Tom Brooks. I'm a plant breeder with Americott Cottonseed Company, and I'm giving this talk on behalf of Dr. David Bush and Americott. And today I want to talk about one of Americott's cotton varieties that's part of the Next Gen breeding program. In previous year, last year you heard about Next Gen 3348, and today I'd like to talk about Next Gen 2549 B2RF. It's part of our stacked variety suite. It has both Bogart 2 and Roundup Ready Flex technology in it. General characteristics of this variety, it does present excellent yield potential when inputs are there. It's a good fiber quality package with it. It presents excellent verticillin wilt tolerance, which is what I want to touch on more thoroughly here in a minute. And it's a very early maturing variety adapted to West Texas. Has a medium plant height and compact in size with a stormproof bowl. And we do have sufficient seed for what we think our needs producers are this coming year. So the data I want to review is from university trials put on by Dr. Terry Wheeler and now Dr. Jason Woodward too, I believe. And I'll finish up looking at some commercial recaps over the last couple years. So Floyd County verticillium wilt tests from 2008, that's a county northeast of Lubbock in West Texas. Next Gen 2549 placed second in lint yield, which equated to third in dollars per acre returned. In Ropesville, Texas, on the high plains south of the Lubbock area, Next Gen 2549 was first in lint yield returned. Lamesa, further south in the high plains, Next Gen 2549 was also first in lint yield and dollars returned per acre. Dr. Wheeler's been really good about comparing these over multiple locations and years, and she has a measurement called relative value she's been putting out that's very telling. And basically, she takes the dollars returned per acre of the variety you're interested in, divided by just the highest yielding, highest return per acre variety at the location. In this case, 2549 was number one, so it had a relative value of one. You can see compared to other commercial varieties that it's performed very well over the last 2 years, both in yield, but most importantly in dollars returned, which is what we're most concerned with. We also have some preliminary data from 2009, which I'm sure we'll hear more about in the talks later this week. And I encourage you to listen to Dr. Wheeler and Dr. Woodward's talks on verticillium wilt tests in West Texas, which is a big issue and one we're highlighting with this variety because it has performed very well when verticillium wilt is a problem. But preliminary data in Plainview, Texas, another location in West Texas. Next Gen 2549 was second in yield, and which equated to third in dollars per acre returned this year. Slayton, Texas, again, it was fifth in yield and dollars returned per acre. And relative value this year, the Next Gen 2549 variety was ninth out of 67 varieties for 2009, and we'll probably see, look forward to seeing what that averages out over 3 years in all locations. But one thing I wanted to roll into with this was that of the top 10 varieties in the verticillium wilt trials, five of those were Next Gen varieties this year, and we're really excited about that and can take from this slide that the Next Gen breeding program is very solid in verticillium wilt resistance, and we feel like there's a variety there that if you do have a vert problem, there's probably a Next Gen variety that can fit your needs. Just notice that Next Gen 3410 and 3348 are also available right now. We have two experimental lines that we're looking at, that we're really excited about, that won the trial this year, that we hope to be talking to you about more next year. Recaps on Next Gen 2549 from about 2,000 bales, multiple farms, multiple gens. over the last 2 to 3 years. Had an average staple length 34.5, a mica 3.8, with average strength value of 28.7, which equated to about a 51.5 cent value in the loan. So to recap, NextGen 2549, it has excellent yield potential when the inputs are there. Solid fiber package with great verticillin and wilt tolerance. We feel like it works really good when you have to get in late or have to replant. It has with the early maturity. It's adapted to the high plains of Texas with a tight, stormproof bowl, compact plant type. It's easy to manage and quick to get out. Thank you.